on and on and on. There's a lot of things that came out of the Reagan presidency that directly impact end time Bible prophecy. But this is another one, because on June 11th in 1998, for the first time in the history of the United States, a state Supreme Court, and it says here, Wisconsin court upholds vouchers in Christian schools. And now in Wisconsin, and this is the rest of this article, in Wisconsin, for the first time in history of the United States, schools, and it's at the state level, schools are receiving funds from the government in a direct denial to the Constitution of the United States. And in that sense, the image of the beast was being set up in the state of Wisconsin during that time, and that was 1998. Now, I said the first time in history that it happened was 1995, and it was just a little incident compared to the parochial school funding in Wisconsin in 1998. This is an article from 1995 that the first time it happened. In 1995, there was a college in Virginia, and in that college, a university in Virginia, the students would have clubs, maybe a chess club or a music club or whatever type of clubs you have in universities, and the university would provide funds for that club to exist in the university, and there was a Christian in that school that sent out a Christian newsletter that was primarily designed for evangelism, and he applied for the funds just like all the other clubs, and he was denied, and it went to the Virginia court, and it made its way up to the Supreme Court, and in 1995, for the first time in history, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that it was okay to use secular funds, secular power, to support this religious institution. And the primary purpose of that club, that Christian club in that Virginia university, was for evangelism. So it wasn't just putting out Christian ideas. It was to try to win people to his religious position. And that's the first time it happened, but I want to read you a couple statements from Justice Souter, who was one of those that dissented from this vote, and I like his dissent because if you're familiar with the passages where Sister White talks about the definition of the image of the beast, and I have a hunch he's never read the Spirit of Prophecy, but if you're familiar with those passages, you'll see that his reason for voting against that ruling, even though it passed, he was in the minority, parallels or paraphrases the definition of the image of the beast. So this article talking about this ruling for the first time in history, and by the way, this is from the Church and State magazine, which